When Brickwall had finished his breakfast and they'd both drunk their coffee, they returned to Willow Way. This time, there was a white BMW hatchback parked outside the house. The front door opened after the first ring. When Brickwall held up his warrant card, the woman pulled the door fully open and stepped aside, indicating that they should come in. They followed her into the living room. Michelle Harper wore tight white jeans and a t-shirt with a designer logo. Her toenails and fingernails were immaculately painted, and her hair, no longer blonde but a nut brown, looked as though it had recently been professionally blow-dried. She didn't offer tea or coffee, but indicated that the two of them should sit on the armchairs that matched the cream sofa. The room was tidy to the point of sterility, and although photos of Lola Jade still graced the wall, there were few other reminders of her in the room. I'm DI Rachel Prince, and this is DS Mark Brickwall. As I told you over the phone, we're from the National Crime Agency. National? Michelle interrupted. So you're nothing to do with Surrey Police? No, we're part of the investigation support team, reviewing your daughter's case. So Surrey Police aren't bothering with Lola anymore? Michelle blinked hard, reached for a tissue, and gave her eyes a quick wipe. Sorry. I can't help getting emotional when I talk about her. She pulled a packet of cigarettes from her bag, lit one, and then cast around for an ashtray. Unable to find one, she took the plastic saucer from under a fake orchid and used that to collect the accumulating ash. They've given up on her. I knew it.